Move to approve the Code of Ethics and Conflict of Interest Ordinance 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension Update.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Our computers weren't working this morning, so we really puzzled to find these.
Thanks. Thank you.
So on the top, we have Nellie's reaching out reports, and you might have heard that Nellie is going to be retiring. So, you know, Nellie does a lot with our VITA program, our Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, and that's probably one of the biggest sites in Missouri is Taney County. So she does a really good job with that. So I hope that we can find someone and really continue that program the way Nellie has been doing it. You know, Nellie does a lot of life skills with financial management and family management. I don't know if you have anything else to put in about Nellie, but she really has been a treasure for us, not only in the office, but in the county. So you see on my report, the 4-H Youth Development Specialist report, you can see a lot of shooting sports. So we have a lot of competitions going on right now. We have a really good shooting sports program. We have archery, shotgun, outdoor skills, muzzle loading. Oh, no, we don't do muzzle loading. Sorry. So rifle, that was the other one. So we'd like to do muzzle loading, and we'd like to do pistol and Western heritage, which actually the kids dress up, you know, in cowboy clothing. So we're really looking for more volunteers to go out and help with that. And you think, you know, are we preparing these kids to go hunting? A little bit, but really shooting sports is a very disciplined program. The kids really have to do a lot of competitions and contests. So I go out there on the range all the time, and I see them work through, you know, when they don't get a good grouping on their arrows. And, you know, they have a little bit of a meltdown, and the parents and our leaders really help them out. So they're learning a lot of great life skills. And for me, the newest thing that's starting up is I'm going to the Boys and Girls Club every week. And for people who don't know a lot about 4-H, you know, at the Boys and Girls Club in Forsyth, they had a garden. And they were like, we grew this garden, now what do we do? So that's where we come in, and we say, let's become junior master gardeners, and we're going to teach them about seeds and plant parts and what plants need, and really go along to what they learn in school, but it's hands-on. So instead of just going and picking out weeds in the garden, last week they learned between monocots and dicots. You know, this week they're going to learn about nutrients, and if you're having a tomato plant, it needs different nutrients than a basil plant. So, and then over in Branson, they had a whole closet full of RC planes and drones, and they didn't know what to do with them other than fly them, maybe. So last week I started out with rocketry. They learned Newton's law of motion, you know, things that they learned in school that go along with the drones and the planes. So I'm excited about that, to have a flights club, not a fights club, but a flights club in Branson, and then junior master gardeners in Forsyth. And Barb is busy as ever with a nutrition program. She's going to food pantries and helping people out with nutrition. They're at the food pantries. She's finished with summer school. She's working Head Start. She's working over at Branson Landing with the farmers markets. You know, she's always busy doing something. And before I kind of leave it to Sandra, we also have something from Dr. Amy Patillo, our community development specialist, on the back. And Will did not give us his report. He's actually at a conference. But Will, our agronomy intern, is helping me out with the junior master gardeners and with the flights club.
And on my report, just briefly, I was able to meet with 54 new and existing clients in June and provide support to either help them start a business or to help them grow and expand their business. And we are working on getting a graduate assistant down here to help provide additional support for the businesses and entrepreneurs in our area.
The last thing, it also is Dr. Marshall Stewart will be at our Extension Council meeting on August 1st at 5:30. We will have dinner, so please come and meet our Extension Director. I think I interrupted a question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was when?
August 1st. So it's not this Extension Council meeting that's coming up this week, but it's the first Tuesday in August. We have it at Community Presbyterian Church. We usually start at 6. We'll start the business meeting at 6, but at 5:30, you can come and we'll have food for you. And you can share your concerns or what you want to see in Taney County, and Dr. Stewart is a very willing and listening participant.
Yes, very much so.
Would you care for her for the minutes to identify yourself?
Oh, I apologize. Sandra Smart Weiniger.
Thank you very
All
much.
Right.
Yes,
thank
appreciate
you.
It. Have a good summer.
Senior Center tipping fees request.
You can bring the chair over. You don't have to stand.
Oh, I'm just going to sit here where I had a microphone. This past politician, I hate to pass up an opportunity.
We'll help you. Sit down, Ron.
First of all, my name is Ron Hershen, and I'm on the board of the Senior Center, and appreciate very, very much coming before the commission with this request. I want to start by clarifying what we are asking for, and there's some confusion. The request is for the commission to waive tipping fee, which helps the board in saving those monies so that we can put that money into projects that serve Taney County citizens. The decision today whether or not to waive our fees will not have in any way an effect on whether or not we decide to take the material to the transfer station. I've heard questions, or I've heard it said that if we waive the fee, then we're adding to the workload of the transfer station. That may or may not be the case. Whether or not the fees are waived will not determine whether or not the material is taken to the transfer station. So I'd like to just take that part of the decision off the table. The decision our board has to make is timing, and I'll explain that in a minute, whether or not to utilize transfer station or do what a lot of Taney County farmers do, and that's go out in the South 40 and bury the material on site. And while that's not been discussed, because this is a very responsible board, they want to do things the right way. I do know that that is an option if we needed to save the money and chose not to burden the transfer station. There's a lot of property that will never be developed, or not in the three-phase plan, will not be developed, where this material is, it's steel siding, so it's inert. Could be land applied, though I don't recommend that. I have been where y'all are. I have sat up there, and I have turned down requests because, as a Western Commissioner, the transfer station was primarily my responsibility. I've turned down requests for not-for-profits for free tipping. And so it seems strange that I'm coming to make that request now before you. I have never in my 59 years as of today experienced an organization that is aligned with what the commission, I believe, goals are, as I have this senior center. The folks that I turned down would be a church thrift store or the pet thrift store when people bring stuff that they can't sell. That's a burden on those not-for-profits. But they had such narrow service areas. A church thrift store served that congregation. The senior center serves, I believe, all, if not all, most of all, of Taney County citizens, either today or in the future. The center currently, out of its existing location, serves over 5,000 meals a month to Taney County citizens. That's taken to their homes. That's not including about 1,500 meals that are served there at the center. Y'all could stop by daily and have a hot lunch. The Center on Aging, in their looking at Taney County, suggests that the 5,000 meals a month is about 10% of the need in our county. So the Senior Friendship Board has set out a project to expand, and that's why we've purchased the property on top of the hill. The center gets no money for physical structure, and we're currently at the maximum our little kitchen can handle. So our plan in the next 3 to 5 years is to build a 35,000 square foot facility, which would include an education center. The Skaggs Foundation wants to do nutrition, wellness, and health classes. We would be able to service our food needs into the next 40 years. It's the facility is a 40-year goal center. We can provide wellness classes, exercise classes. Phase three includes a swimming pool, which water aerobics is an excellent exercise. But I got excited because, again, this group is looking to serve as many people as we can. The swimming pool could be made available to area high school swim teams that currently have to travel to Springfield to practice. And it's a shame to be putting our youth in vehicles every day to drive to Springfield for practice. So again, this group of people have really opened their hearts and their facilities to the citizens of Taney County. Case in point, the Saddle Club, Forsyth Saddle Club, is building an arena on the current site. They know that within 3 to 5 years we're going to start construction, and they'll relocate their arena to a eastern portion of the site that's not planned to be used. But at no cost, the Friendship Board has opened their hearts and their property to the Saddle Club, which serves, again, a group of Taney County citizens who right now are hardship because their arena and bleachers are underwater. One of the things that we've already seen started construction on is a helipad. Again, this group doesn't have to put in a helipad.